This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are getting an actual economic indicator tomorrow, gross domestic product growth for the April to June quarter. Best guesses are that it's going to be pretty good, somewhere above 4%, maybe even touching 5%. That's as compared to first quarter growth of 2%. And as I said, that's a pretty nice jump, but, well, just but. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
The economy has been growing steadily over the past decade, but during the second quarter of this year, there were some drastic changes that sped up growth. Maya McGinnis is president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
First through big tax cuts, then through big spending increases. And there are also some changes, things to do with trade, that may bump up those numbers even further.
In particular, tariffs and concerns about them may have changed business behavior in the last few months. Erica Groshen, a senior scholar at Cornell and former head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, says those changes will likely show up in the GDP numbers, but not over the long term.
You might see a stockpiling of goods where people might think that the price was going up sometime soon.
What will also show up is the result of the tax cuts. Some corporations increased spending. Seth Carpenter is chief U.S. economist for UBS.
The boost to the economy from the tax cuts is going to be real. It's going to be measurable. However, it's also going to be temporary and start to peter out after next year.
Carpenter says it's never a good idea to base a long-term view of the economy on one quarter's GDP. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.